Issues Etc. guests are frequent contributors to the Lutheran Witness magazine. The Lutheran Witness is a must-have resource for every Issues Etc. listener. You can receive an annual print and digital subscription for less than $20. Learn more at cph.org/witness or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Interpreting the world from a Lutheran perspective, the Lutheran Witness magazine. cph.org/witness or 1-800-325-3040.
Fathers should no longer be perceived as unneeded, second-class citizens. Dads are both essential and foundational. They're not optional or unwanted.
I think the world would tell us that being a mother is really kind of dangerous, because there's this idea that any sacrifice of yourself could potentially erase yourself.
Christians have always found themselves in very, very difficult times. The blessing of living in these times is it's never been clear what is church and what is not church, and what is Christ and what is not Christ.
And we can literally say that what we see here is fleeting and passing quickly, but there is a new world coming, and it's guaranteed by the resurrection of Christ.
Suburban homemakers tending to their chickens, love Issues Etc.
Here's a headline from Religion News Service. Half of churches say Sunday school, other education programs disrupted by pandemic. Overall, evangelical churches reported experiencing the least disruption to their educational programs, while mainline churches reported the most, followed by Catholic and Orthodox congregations. What about your congregation? Did it lose Sunday school? And has it come back, or did your congregation keep the tradition of Sunday morning Sunday school? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about the impact of the pandemic on Sunday school and Vacation Bible School with Deaconess Anna Johnson of Concordia Publishing House. We'll spend some time with Pastor Tom Baker teaching a Sunday school lesson on the Jerusalem Council in Acts chapter 15. We'll discuss virtue signaling and the Christian ethic with Dr. John Bombaro. He's authored a recent column titled Virtue Signaling Justifies Nobody, Paul and Galatians 5:13-21. Then Molly Hemingway of Fox News will be with us. We'll talk about the leak of Justice Sam Alito's draft opinion in Dobbs v. Jackson. Joining us to discuss the impact of the pandemic on Sunday school and Vacation Bible School, Deaconess Anna Johnson, Marketing Manager for Concordia Publishing House. Deaconess, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
What purpose does Sunday school serve in the Christian congregation?
Yeah, of course, we're all familiar with Sunday school. And the primary purpose, like all things we do at church, is to connect kids with their Savior. We do this through the ministry we have of sharing God's word with people. And we trust that the Holy Spirit works through that word. We know, especially in today's society, people are getting different messages from everywhere. So Sunday school is really important, because we want kids to actually know what is in the Bible and what's not in the Bible, so that they're prepared when they go out into the world to speak about what God's word actually says.
How did the pandemic affect Sunday school?
We saw a wide variety of ways it affected Sunday school. I think almost every church, at least for a week or two, was not able to have that Sunday school time for both kids and youth and adults. So many churches went to different modes of doing Sunday school. Some maybe tried an online Sunday school. Some would send the lessons home. And some, unfortunately, I think maybe had to skip a few weeks and prepare the parents and families in other ways to teach the faith at home.
How did some congregations keep Sunday school going during the pandemic?
Yeah, we saw a lot of creative ways to keep Sunday school going. So this was a great opportunity for many of our churches to grow their presence on YouTube or on social media. A lot of churches would have either their pastor or maybe a volunteer or a children's ministry leader actually record the Sunday school lesson. I know here at CPH, we work with some different people around the synod to have them record messages. Some also would do creative things like bundling up Sunday school lessons and sending them home, sending crafts and snacks home with the families too. So we saw definitely a wide variety of ways that churches kept that message, that word, connected with families.
Why did the attempt to online Sunday school largely fail in congregations?
Yeah, that's definitely a tough one. But I think what I just keep hearing again and again is how important it is for people to be together and in person. I know for a lot of kids, they consume a lot of different media online, and it's often hard to connect with that media in the same way you would with a person in front of you. There are so many things, even according to our good Lutheran teaching, that we need that other person there. We have the physical elements in the sacraments, whether it's baptism or Holy Communion, where God's word combines with a physical element. But we also know in a different way that Sunday school, it's really important to have that other person there in front of you. So much of Sunday school is not just what is taught, but who's teaching it and how those relationships form over a lifetime. So it was much harder, we think, for teachers and for students to build those solid relationships when communication was just not the same over the internet or online.
Was Vacation Bible School similarly disrupted by the pandemic?
Yeah, I think in some ways VBS was even more disrupted, because with Sunday school, usually it's just your church's own families that attend. You don't do as much outreach. But with VBS, oftentimes community members are coming in too to learn the word, sometimes for the first time. So you had this barrier of not knowing how to connect with those VBS community members in the same way. Now, we did see churches do some creative things with VBS, just like they did with Sunday school. So some would try to do an online VBS or a take-home VBS. So again, similar to what we were talking about before, the online attempts happen, but oftentimes it just wasn't the same. VBS is the highlight for many students, for many volunteers. And just to be with other people is not the same when it's just two or three people at home versus your whole congregation coming together for that 1 week at church.
Why did intergenerational education prove to be helpful in congregations?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that goes kind of back to even the catechism, where we know that teaching kids is not just the job of the pastor or the volunteers. It's really the job of the family. And so when we went back to this intergenerational model, we had a lot more families gathering together around God's word. We know, especially with newer Christians or maybe people who have just joined our Lutheran churches for the first time in a while, they are often learning some of these narratives in a new way right alongside with their kids. So giving materials and resources to help families learn together and ask questions together was really important. And it also helped to strengthen everybody's faith. It wasn't something that just the kids went in one place and the youth went in one place and the adults went in another. It was everybody learning at the same time, which is so important. As we now are back together, we see the fruits of that too.
How does a church go about restoring Sunday school to the life of the congregation?
Yeah, it's definitely hard, because when we were pre-pandemic, a lot of churches had their set routines. Family had their set routines, and they would know, you know, we're going to be at church these 2 hours or 3 hours. So, of course, with anything at a church, communication is always the most important thing. But I think to build excitement for being back together, I know my own church, we talked about the importance of meeting together in person before we even prepared to go back to Sunday school. Having materials to send home to preview what those lessons are is also really important. And then one really effective thing we've seen in our role at CPH is maybe having a kickoff event, whether that's like a fall rally day or a special event any time of the year, maybe even right after now we're in Easter or going into summer, having something that just builds excitement with those families, gets them back on track, and gets them excited to learn about God's word again is really important.
What can you tell us about the Enduring Faith Sunday School curriculum published by Concordia Publishing House?
Yeah, thanks for asking. So our Enduring Faith program is over 9 units, and it's meant to cover the entire Bible from beginning to end, because we know, as I was talking about earlier, that Bible literacy is so important for people of all different ages. So we go through in the first year, we kind of do a complete survey of the Bible for all the different ages, early childhood up through adults. Everybody's learning the same thing at the same time. And we really want to emphasize our identity as a baptized child of God, but then our callings, our different vocations as we live those things out in the world. The second year, we kind of go through and learn about the Old Testament events again in a different type of way. And then the third year, we dig deeper into the New Testament. So by the time the students are done with that first three-year cycle, they really know what those stories are about. And then as we go into subsequent cycles, year after year, people are hearing the same stories. They're talking together. We have activities for the family to carry that learning into the home so that everyone will know what's in God's word and ultimately know the love of Christ for themselves and also those around them.
Learn more about the Enduring Faith Sunday School curriculum at cph.org or by calling Concordia Publishing House and requesting free samples of Enduring Faith, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Deaconess Anna Johnson is Marketing Manager for Concordia Publishing House. Deaconess, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
And speaking of Sunday school, we'll be teaching a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker on the Jerusalem Council in Acts chapter 15, discussing Gentiles' entrance into the church next.
Blessed be the God who comforts us in all our affliction so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction. This year's Making the Case Conference Hymn Sing will feature hymns designed to sing God's comfort into hurting souls and broken hearts. Lord, Thee I love, I walk in danger all the way. The King of Love my shepherd is. Be still my soul, and a whole bunch more. You know you don't want to miss it. So I'll see you at Concordia University Chicago, June 24th and 25th. Learn more at issuesetc.org.
Issues Etc. guests are frequent contributors to the Lutheran Witness magazine. The Lutheran Witness is a must-have resource for every Issues Etc. listener. You can receive an annual print and digital subscription for less than $20. Learn more at cph.org/witness or by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Interpreting the world from a Lutheran perspective, the Lutheran Witness magazine, cph.org/witness or 1-800-325-3040.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
With the oldest deaconess program of the LCMS, Concordia University Chicago has fully certified young women for the deaconess vocation for more than 40 years. I'm Deaconess Kristen Wasilak, Program Director for Deaconess Studies. Help us identify the next generation of servants to care for souls, engage our communities in mercy, and teach God's Word. Learn more about Concordia Chicago's deaconess program today at cuchicago.edu, cuchicago.edu.
Bethel Lutheran Church in Howard City, Michigan, preaches Christ and Him crucified.
At Bethel, God's word of salvation is boldly proclaimed in all its truth, and the sacraments are rightly administered.
These means of grace help us peacefully navigate the craziness of this world.
Bethel is centrally located between Grand Rapids and Big Rapids, just 2 miles east of US 131.
Our divine services are at 9:30 a.m. Join us this Sunday to receive God's marvelous gifts of grace.